part of that marijuana cloud?
I was at the fence, right here, third fence down, and I was smoking marijuana, watching the World Series for free.
She seemed to be okay, and part of her body, maybe her leg, was slightly in the water.
Yeah, her leg was slightly in the water. I mean, when they were coming out, like, they're dipping in, it was pretty rough out there. I do know for one thing.
What are we talking about again?
Burning behind me is 8.5 tons of heroin, opium, hashish, and other narcotics.
Jeff Spicoli, and Jeff, congratulations to you. Things look kind of rough out there today.
Well, I'll tell you, Stu, I did battle some humongous waves. But, you know, just like I told the guy on ABC, those guys are facts!
That's fantastic.
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on me, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
So I guess they cleared that bong rip, and there wasn't that much smoke in there. It didn't seem like to clear. It was a stupid sound effect I found online, so whatever. Anyway, it's the 420 episode. It was supposed to be some sort of dive into immigration, but Ed canceled like a bitch. So now we have to do this. Not really a bitch, just like some kind of cuck. Before I forget, Andy Anderson, he's a skateboarder. He's sponsored by like Powell Peralta and Bones and all that kind of cool stuff. So check him out. He's got a lot of videos. He does a lot of cool off the wall type of stuff. Not like off the wall Vans, but you know, he does a lot of crazy moves. He's got a lot of his own moves that he made up, so that's pretty tight. Okay, yeah, those new California plates. They're like paper, they're some sort of plastic. Those are really fucking dumb. I don't know why anybody would get those. There's no kind of style. It's not metal. There's nothing to them. You basically have a slip of paper. They've charged you to have a license or to register your car. Now you've accepted the shittiest piece of identification for that. So that's dumb. Stupid. Fucking stop doing that shit. Video games right now, still just playing Ark a lot. I finally got off Diablo after a very long time. What else? We played a little bit of Conan Exiles. That game's pretty cool. And then The Forest. I have a Far Cry Zero Dawn or something like that. I have it downloaded. I haven't even played that. So fucking. So that's cool. I'm getting a lot of these questions. Why didn't Edgar answer shit? Why didn't he say anything about Spain other than criticize your source? He said the fight, that dude beat the crap out of him, but the fight went to decision. And then I asked him, how do you run a business as a socialist? And he didn't even say shit. So that's dumb. I'm getting a lot of this also, though, on the other end, which is positive for us, because I mean, it really counts, guys, that you put a negative but also positive stuff. It says the host, and I'm guessing that'd be me. I kind of come off more as the host, take charge, and I have the questions and whatnot. He seems cool, really good charisma with him. He could almost lead the show himself. Okay, so that's the last one I'm seeing. This one, host sounds like he's good looking. So that's pretty cool. That's actually really cool. So lately, Chris Hemsworth, MGTOW for Chris Hemsworth. He's really sticking up for us, I guess. They were doing some kind of Avengers Q&A with the cast or something. They're doing a group interview, and Chris Hemsworth told, or I guess what's her face, Captain Marvel chick, was saying, oh, I do all my own stunts, I thought everyone does their own stunts. And Chris Hemsworth said, like, oh, you're like Tom Cruise, I guess. She was like, no, I'll be myself, not Tom Cruise, thank you very much. Which, I mean, who cares, but that's fucking annoying. I don't really remember Captain Marvel when I was younger reading comics, so it's kind of odd. The playoffs right now. What's really interesting is watching the Brooklyn Nets. They have this player, D'Angelo Russell. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of him, especially not in LA. It wouldn't seem like anyone has. It's really odd. You know why? Because we used to have him. We traded him away so we could get Lonzo Ball. So yeah, there's D'Angelo Russell, you know, doing really well. He's ice cold. Cold as ice. I mean, even today, what did he get? They lost. The 76ers beat the Nets. So the 76ers are up in that 3-1, so they should beat them soon. But I mean, D'Angelo Russell for this game. Oh shit, he didn't play. He probably got... Oh no, he did play. Yeah, see? 21 points. Still scoring. Still scoring a lot. JJ Redick. Jimmy Butler, 11 points, not that good. Okay, so then the other scores. The Nuggets right now, with 6 minutes left to go in the fourth, are up by 14 on the Spurs. Spurs lead the series 2-1, so it looks like that series is going to be 2-2. Bucks and the Pistons tonight. The Bucks should have no problem. Giannis looks unstoppable. He looks like just a man-child. Not even a man-child anymore. No, he looks like a man. I knew LeBron was old when they played Giannis, and Giannis fucking looks so big. So big and strong compared to fucking LeBron trying to hide his balding head, dude. Like, God, just go with grace. Don't even shave the shit like Kobe did in his older age. Just fucking go with grace, dude. Fuck it. And the Rockets play the Jazz. The Rockets should win. Maybe the Jazz will get that one little magic game that everybody in the first round gets, you know. And then yesterday, the Raptors won, the Celtics won, and the Thunder won. So Thunder series is now 2-1. Portland are up in that series. Celtics lead the series 3-0. And Toronto leads the series against the Magic 2-1. So that's all that caught up to date so far. So the other day, I think it was either Wednesday or Thursday. I just logged on to ESPN in the morning, just kind of checking all the scores. And I usually check those little headlines, because usually those headlines will have trade shit and just little off the beaten path, or not the main stories. So the top one of those little side stories was Stewart MVP, or MVP Stewart out for season. And then I was going through my head and I was like, Stewart, dude, that wasn't the baseball MVPs, or it wasn't the MVP for the NFL or NBA. So I clicked on it and it was the WNBA MVP. And it's just they tried to put it like, hey, Stewart MVP, just so you'd click on it. It's when it comes to the WNBA, you know, if it's not selling, it hasn't been selling. There's a reason. I went to a WNBA game. They're cool, but I mean, it's like going to a college game. It's a lot of the fundamentals. I mean, a lot of basketball, just like a lot of football, is big catches, big runs. Basketball is slam dunks and 3-point jump shooters. So yeah, nobody knows who Breanna Stewart is, even though I watched her when she was in, was it Connecticut or whatever? She was on that team that didn't lose for like 4 seasons, and they won the Chicks Final Four every single year, the national championship, Breanna Stewart. So she came out, and I'm pretty sure she was the number one draft pick, and right away in the WNBA, she killed it. So she's really, really good, but they're trying to make it seem like she's, like, everybody's going to know that, you know. I you know, once I clicked on it, I was like, oh, yeah, Breanna Stewart. But it's... They're forcing things there. Forcing the issue, I guess. That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, there's attack on African dude from Africa. He was wearing a MAGA hat, and he got beat up by some black dudes in, I think, Washington, D.C., It's kind of weird because he was like, oh, I just gotten finished with dinner and I wanted to go for a walk. And so his date or his girlfriend or whatever stayed there while he went on a walk. So that's the only thing that's a little weird, I guess. Notre Dame burning down. I mean, you know what? You can take that for what it is. It's a fucking inside job. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know shit about that. Who cares? I mean, I mean, it sucks. It's an old ass. I mean, it's an old, you know what? That's an old cathedral or whatever it's fucking supposed to be. And I've driven by it when I was in Paris, because that's in Paris, France, I'm pretty sure. But I saw the Eiffel Tower, and we drove by that, and I remember being like, oh, that's cool, man. It's like a really old Gothic type of building. I really like that. So that wasn't the worst thing. That was pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, that takes a lot to build back, because now they have to go through the Historic Society, and they have to scale it, and they have to get everything perfect on the rebuild. So I guess Assassin's Creed, one of the Assassin's Creed video games, I think, you climbed up Notre Dame. That's where you climbed around. So they were all, hey, you can use this as a tool. So it kind of looked like they donated to him, or they like helped him out. But really, they were like, hey, just check out our that fucking game. So for my hair, I use Murray's. Okay, and I'll tell you why. When I was in high school, I used to fro out my hair. I would just grow it out, because that was a time where everybody was spiking their hair on all the sides. So I did that for a while. And then I took that shit up a notch. And what I did is I didn't even put gel in my hair. I would put fucking Vaseline in my hair and just have just like a nice fro. And then I would like bleach my head or have it like fucking blue or red or something and just have a perfect fro. So I would use a pick for that. That's the only way you can really get your hair, just comb it straight out from your skull, is with a pick. And so I was watching that that fucking Dave Chappelle episode with the I Know Black People, and I remember the prize was a can of Murray's, and it was a lifetime supply because it was one can. So I was like, whoa, I've seen that stuff a lot, because when I used to play basketball, I go to my black friends' houses, and then they would always have that shit around. I'd be like, dude, you guys all have this stuff. And and then when I went like to the little Asian mart where they would sell all like the hair stuff and all that kind of, you know, how there's always like those Asian marts that just have like blank, they have blank t-shirts for sale, and then they have like Solo jeans and they have Dickie jeans. For some reason, they supply like the clothes that gang members wear. It's fucking weird. Or they did back in the day. So I used to always see it there. I finally got some. And so ever since, probably for 10 years now, that's all I use. I use Murray's on my hair. I can crawl under a house, do a bunch of plumbing work, and then come, because I'm a plumber, and I come back out, and I can comb my hair again, and it looks pretty fucking cool. So Murray's, for anybody who, and you know, even I part my hair now on the side, and, or don't even part it, I just comb it over. I have like a Trump comb over. I really model my hairstyle after 45. I go real hard on 45. That's what Jussie Smollett said. Well, at least he got his justice for Jussie. But yeah, I part my hair, and then like I have a little wave or whatever fuck in the front. So this shit works for that too. And a pick. A pick is the best thing you can use. So then I would be walking around, I'd have my pick in my pocket, and some of my black friends knew I always had a pick. So they'd be like, dude, let me use it. I'd be like, all right. So that comes in handy, because it's not like a comb, where a comb's real fine. You get all, you know, everybody's fucking whatever they put in their hair. You get their product on your comb. But with a pick, it just, it's kind of big, you know, so it goes right through. Okay, so that's pretty much it. I wanted to have a lot more in this episode, but I at least wanted to get something out. So I'll fucking guilt Edgar into at least trying to do something next week. If not, then he's dead. He's dead to me, and he's dead to all of us. And I told him, dude, we got a follower. I don't know who this person is, but listen, this one follower, dude, you pretty much run this show. You tell us what, you tell us jump, and we say, where the fuck are we jumping to? We don't even say that. We say, you know what? I'll fucking jump straight on the ground with my head first. So, so that's it, guys. You follow us, and we hurt ourselves for you. Emotionally or physically, it doesn't matter. You make that decision. And that's the I just went to a whole meeting on how to give customers choices and all that type of shit. And people feel empowered with choices. So that's another thing. If you listen to the show, you're empowered. You start following. Now you're even more empowered, because now we hurt ourselves. We sacrifice our bodies for you. So as always, good. As always, ghouls, if you can't be good, be bad, baby. And you'll still get a fucking DUI if you drive high. So be careful with that shit. Peace.